Oh my god! What is that?
A mirror for y'all!
Hi, you can meet a little chile guy.
Hi, guys, funny for that!
Oh my god, it's not funny.
That's my thing. All day of the week.
don't do it.
You see how I yap and see how everything just flows? Goes from one conversation to another.
So,
well, we're gonna go about it. But you're here to yap. What are we talking about?
Chow. Anyway, so.
I don't know. So what? That's what it is.
Right. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
This is So What Now, the podcast brought to you by me, obviously, Ayanda Mandla. See, we're here to talk about things. I am a yapper of note, so I just figured, yes, we do deserve a little podcast from me because I have great opinions. I'm sorry. You know what, you guys? This is just a place where I want to share my thoughts on things that has been going on, the discourse, because you people on the internet do love to talk. You do love to be mad. You just wake up angry every single day. Girl, come on now. So, the podcast, obviously, it's called So What Now? Because you stay mad, right? So, now I want to know. So what now? You were mad last week. So what now? What happened? Did anything happen? Do you do anything about it? Let's find out. Anyway, I have a couple of thoughts around all the things that you guys been talking about for the rest of the year from January. Should we start with Cat Williams? No, maybe we shouldn't. Because he opened the year with bangers. Look at us now. 2024 was crazy. It was insane. Thank you, Kat. Thank you. He remains a fave, though. He remains a fave. Also, you guys talked a lot about choosing the bear. Nimiti, guys. It's December, end of the year. And you guys were choosing the fucking bear all year round. Maran meeting, what happened? Was it that bad? Now you guys kill me. You guys were talking about how unsafe. You guys allow people who are unsafe to meet you. So you're going to have a child with an unsafe person. You would rather fuck a bear. You guys said choosing the bear. Okay, maybe it wasn't fucking. But probably I'm not supposed to say the F word on YouTube. We're gonna drop a couple of bombs. I apologize, it's just how I speak. Anyway, there have been a lot of discourses throughout the year that I feel like we should round them up, like the one that I just started with. And there's a couple that I can think of. Anyway, it's not that I can think of them, it's just they captured my attention better than the other discourses. Find other things very boring on the internet. So let's see what else you guys went on and on and on about. Kulonyaga, because nikhulumile, guys. One thing about y'all. Ay, nikhulumile, nithethile, guys. So So, you know, the internet is also a lovely space, but also brutal, you know? And I find comfort in internet, guys. I find comfort. I find things that make me laugh. I learn new things. You know, I find favorites. I make friends. I do. The internet is great. It's a great space. But sometimes, Luna, you know how to ruin a good thing. Shits and gigs. Not you people ruining. Shits and gigs, guys. I can't watch them niggas no more. Because nenzeni. You said they don't like black women. Okay, they don't like black women. What's it to you? Go find someone that likes you. You guys are so hung up on being liked by men. That's insane. That is insane. They don't like you. And you're mad about it? do you not like yourself? Do you not like yourself? Because imagine me being mad that a man don't like me. Fucking nigga. The fuck? You don't like me? Nigga, I like me. And that's what it is. You know what I mean? Hey, nakwata. Nakwata, guys. Ukuthi bona abafuni ujola nani. Jesus. That was one thing that you ruined for me. Cheats and gigs. I can't watch them anymore. Wow. I guess some internet. And oh my god. Slim Kim. Guys, there's a girl called Slim Kim on the internet that pissed everybody off because she said her favorite thing, the favorite thing about herself, is being skinny. Yo!
Oh, I remember that one.
Jesu! Yay, bakwata! Nakwata, guys! Everyone was mad at her. Everyone was mad at her. I mean, but Itone, someone literally said in the comments, it's how she said it. I went and watched the video, and I was like, okay, she likes being skinny. But how she said it apparently was very fatphobic. Yeah, it was very fatphobic. According to you people on the internet, you're mad. You are so mad at her for being happy about being skinny. Because I get it. I've never been a skinny girl, but I get why she likes it. You get clothes. I mean, everything is available for you, child. People don't really stare at you that much, you know, like
but the liking of the body is for the fat people, Gano.
Oh, it's only body positivity when someone on the larger side of the scale is
I'm already gonna be dragged. I said fat. Already said fat. That might be an issue. Oh, we're gonna be dragged already.
Silent. Yeah, I'm great. I'm cool, guys. I'm not mama, so don't do that. You should never try. But even if you did drag me, though, guys, it's okay if that's how you feel. But so what? What are you gonna do about it? You're just gonna be mad that I said something you don't like? Imagine being constantly offended because people are saying things you don't like. The fuck are you? We're supposed to live according to your rules now? Okay, cool. But anyway, Slim Kim abantu. Nam drag mntana abantu. Nathi, we are shamer. And all of that.
I don't know. Might as well change the name, Slim Kim.
It's in the name. Her entire thing is about being skinny, but you're gonna be mad when someone says, I love being skinny. Handle Slim Kim. It's giving. Alicorite. Oh my god. What else? What else did you guys get mad about? Diddy. Do we really want to talk about Diddy? I actually do. I do. But I don't want to talk about... I want to talk about how everybody actually has been behaving. So now everybody says no Diddy, right? The whole thing about this Diddy case is that it's how shrouded in homophobia for me. It's crazy how suddenly being homophobic is cool, you know, because it's Diddy. You can make fun of Diddy because he did all those horrible things. Yes, he did. And allegedly, don't fucking sue me, Diddy. Allegedly. I mean, he's in jail for these things and all of that, but how no one is actually talking about the abuse that Cassie endured anymore. No one is talking about the abuse Kim Porter endured under the in that man's house. You know, they lived with him. They did all these things. They were there, and you care about him liking sex, anal sex, and that's the big thing. That's the story. Like, oh, he's fucking man. He's fucking other man. Oh my god, he is so horrible. Really? Really? That's all we're mad about? We're not mad about the real issues. We're not mad about the abuse. We're not mad about all this shit that... We're not mad about that he's been protected for this long. We're not mad about any of those things. We just know Diddy. It's about him and liking men. And that is what makes him guilty to you people. You know, black people can be very homophobic. I think we need to sit down and figure that one out. We really need to sit and figure out, because it's insane how homophobic people who claim to be oppressed by the system. Like, no empathy? You know? Do you know how hard it is to be different? Do you know how hard it is to be marginalized in society? But that's what we're gonna choose. Insane. That's my take on Diddy. The rest, he can go to hell. I wonder how Biggie feels on the other side. Imagine if Biggie was still alive. Wonder you guys if Biggie would be actually in your top five if he was still alive. Maybe dying young helped him. Maybe sometimes you must just die young to be a legend. Yes, and old Pila is cut his. Yeah, we do get a little bit morbid over here. That's my thing. Existential crisis sufferer all day of the week. Every day of the week, all day of the week, whatever that is. But yeah, I do suffer from things. You see how I yap and see how everything just flows? Goes from one conversation to another. What are we talking about? I don't know. So what? What are we going to do about it? But we're here to yap. That's what it is. We are here to yap. So I am mostly looking at the trends that were trending on TikTok. Not so much on Twitter, because I'm not on that app. Nothing really happens on Instagram. So this is what we're talking about. If you're not on TikTok, do not make it my problem. No, you go do your own thing and talk about Twitter. I'm talking about TikTok. Yo, people are not on TikTok, frustrate me. You can't even do a sound with them, like to add some spice to conversation. You know when you talk, you know, black people, they don't know what you're talking about. They just look at you. It's like, you're not okay. Yeah. You people think you're special. But the minute you download that app, you're going to be a crack at it. I'm telling you right now, I used to be like that.
That's
like,
my worry.
I don't want that app. Sadla. South Africans are funny on that app. They're mean and funny. Some of them are mean. But I do like the low quality You know the ones from Miss Lalili? I mean, Miss Lalili are funny guys. And it's so much talent. Also, what I've noticed is these social media platforms have allowed us as black people to showcase our talents. Also just to show our joy. You know, we can't constantly be a statistic of some bullshit. You know, there's joy in being black in this country, even though we don't have land. You know, there's still life to be lived without all these other things that we claim makes life comfortable, right? So I like seeing that on TikTok. I just like the humor. Also, very nostalgic. Like, I'm on TikTok seeing things that I used to see as a kid and be like, oh my god, that's on being a millennial, being an older millennial. It makes you, yeah, we just like that ad, you know, like you remember some things and you're like, shout out to generations for teaching us that there was a world of advertising out there that we never knew of. Now look at us. Are we not in advertising? Are we not writing copy? Are people not reading our things? Are you not hearing lines that I throw somewhere? You're going to see it on a billboard. That's on Fundimvundla. That's on, like, but we no longer have such shows. Do we have such shows that makes us feel aspirational or Nigumo Jalav? Now, that's where we are as black people. That's what sort of content we consume. Degrade ourselves, sell ourselves. Like, I hate the person that started that channel. When I meet them, it's on site. Because how dare you? All of this work that you have done, and then I was like, when my trauma is entertainment to you. My trauma is entertainment. Eh, but as bad day tana kumbe itini le TV show lo mama ubuza indoda uthi qine nini.
I think you're looking for a partner or something. But she goes to defend men and then ati.
Ubuza ukuthi bagcine nini ulala. Ugcine nini ukudla inkomo usho umuntu omdala ubuzo eh. You should see how the men just go.
And you always ask yourself, where do they find the people? Because I feel like I'm just, like obviously it's acted, but you just like people.
Like, so, it's Timasako.
Some of the things are not necessary.
But you, we don't need to
know. I know that TV makes money, but at what cost, though?
But so embarrassing. I want to go back and watch stories that inspire us to be some thing. Just that shows us that there's a bigger world out there, you know? That's what I want to see. But anyway, shout out to TikTok for that. Always reminding us that the world is broader and we don't have to share the same ideas or opinions and all of those things. We're so different and we come from different backgrounds. But, Sekwazi ukujayiva. One thing about us. You know how to bust a move. We have rhythm, guys. I really want to know how it feels not to have rhythm. Because, wow, could never be me. Oh, TikTok is fun. It's very educational. It adds... I mean, I haven't been on TikTok for a while now, for a bit. I haven't been spending a lot of time because I have a job, serious job, and that requires me to be very busy, guys. Yo, siyasebenza, guys. Amelungu basiqashile, that's important. So, ukhumbule siyathi sebenza
uqashile. Sebenza uqashile, I get it. Because, wow. And the one where you must submit our question,
yeah. Anyway, speaking of TikTok, wanted to talk about someone that almost got cancelled on TikTok as well. His name is Yuval. He's loved on TikTok. He used to be like a creator on TikTok. He's very smart. He's very cool. He loves the English language and just languages in general and like phonetics and all of that. He's smart, you know. And he was flirting with this other girl from the UK, even went to London. Everybody on TikTok was cool and chill about it until he disagreed with a black woman on TikTok, a black American woman. And it was over for him. Of course, they were mad at him. The way they're mad at Slim Kim, the way they were mad at everything that exists that doesn't fit into their own mold of whatever they fucking believe it should fit, you know? Yeah, they canceled him and because he disagreed with a black woman. I mean, maybe there's, but it's just also cancel culture doesn't work. After they canceled Shits on Geeks, I was there looking at the numbers on YouTube if anybody's unsubscribing. Even me, who don't watch them anymore, I'm still there. I haven't unsubscribed because why not? Like, I just, guys, does cancel culture really work? Look, why are you guys always angry?
Well, speaking, I mean, your opinion, like everything you've said, it seems like the black women are angry, obviously, because it seems like everyone has been canceling
on the internet. I do feel that black women run the show, and when black women are fed up with you, they, because apparently we share the same struggle, so we have to think the same way, we have to behave as, I mean, we don't have to, but according, like, when you say something, there's like, apparently, according to someone on the Twitter spaces, or the internet, actually wasn't Twitter, it was TikTok, it's like, yeah, anyone can call, like, not everyone can call black women out when they do anything wrong. When you want to call a black woman out, you must have credentials, PhDs, sanalwami. Otherwise, don't, but they can speak on everyone. You know, they have an opinion about everything, on everybody, but no one can push back because they're black women and no one.
That's not Israel.
Yeah. Realer than everybody else. Imagine being that sort of person that carries that type of energy with you. It was like, yeah, I am the biggest victim here. Victim mentality. Like, just everywhere you walk in, you've already placed yourself as a victim. How you interact with the world, you interacted with that idea of being a victim. That's how you live your life. Of course, I'd be mad too. If I thought myself like that, I'd be angry. Oh, like, we need to rethink that. You know? I mean, I'm not saying, by the way, the struggle is not real. Yeah, the struggle is real. But you're still alive to be lived. In the midst of the struggle, there's still life to be lived. So you're going to miss out on living life because what? Because Fuhad doesn't find you attractive. Really? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing? My God. Yeah. Anyway, so those are my takes so far. I don't know what I said, but I do know I said a lot. And I hope somebody's offended. And
so are they offended? I mean, you just drank the black woman, so you are definitely gonna be offended.
I know somebody's gonna be offended. I know somebody's gonna be offended, and they're gonna clip this and do what they need to do, but that's okay, you know? If you must dial a, what are you gonna do? I mean, if that's what you need to do, do that. It is what it is. Silanguku, so, you know? Anyway, moving swiftly along, anyone that knows me knows that I love storytelling, and also I love films, and I love music, whatever form of storytelling that's out there. If it's a story and it's well written and it's capturing, I'm in there. I am in there. And for a very long time, I mean, all my favorite films are Hollywood stuff, you know. I mean, not all of them, but most of them, because America is that bitch. America knows what they're doing. So, they know how to sell shit. So, yeah. Hollywood is dead, though. Ooh, child. They became rapey. Okay, I mean, they've been rapey. I wonder if that was the secret ingredient of the great films. Joking. Now they don't rape nobody. They can't make movies no more. What the fuck? The movies are terrible. Now I'm wondering. I'm like, what's the secret sauce?
The sauce.
My daughter, I'm Daga. Guys, ever since Harvey Weinstein has been in prison, Hollywood has lost its marbles. It's like they can't function. This generally, you know, every year, one film, one good film would come in, you know, like, capture my mind and be like, yeah, that's good, you know. For instance, in, was it last year? Yeah, I think it was last year. Was it 2020? Well, it was definitely last year when Past Lives came out. What a beautiful film. What a beautiful film. Like, it captured me and I was crying. It was a beautiful story, you know? Story of losing your identity and having to build a new one, but also mourning. You know, that's it's so much. It's grief. It's all these things. It's life, basically. And that was beautiful. This year, I mean, I saw one film this year that I mean, there were a lot of films that came out. And the Challengers and, oh, can we ask Luca to stop making homoerotic films? Like, it's okay, man. You know? It's okay. We it's fine. It's right. Personally, I'm all right. But the challenge was fine. But it wasn't great. You know, it's not something that I wake up at 3 a.m. and think about, which I did with Past Lives. It made me think, and I like that, you know. So what else did that come out that I thought was great? I think it was Civil War. There was a film called Civil War. It was fine. It was great. It was thought-provoking, but it was fluffy. It didn't dig deep enough for emotion for me, you know, to make that lasting impact. So that's a problem. So I'm speaking about Hollywood, obviously, because award season is here. So we need to see who is going to pick up the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and. But I did see one film that was interesting recently. It's Conclave, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. My God. It's set in the Vatican City. So you already know it's juice. You already know it's going to provoke some emotion because it's about God, and it's interesting, and also how it's shot. It's dark, and I'm very curious about the Vatican City, and it also fed into my delusions and conspiracy theories, you know, about the Catholic Church and all of that, you know. And so, yeah, I think that's one film that I've watched. There's some few films I need to get to, but hey, guys, because of America, I am a child, I am a sugar daddy, I am my own everything, so I have to see things that make you know, give me the money, so must pay attention to that, and not things that I enjoy, like watching films and criticizing everybody, you know, because that doesn't pay, really. But maybe this might pay. I get it when you all subscribe and do the things, and then the numbers go, it's so again. I mean, do the right thing. Don't be like that. Don't be mad. Don't be like that, you know. Anyway, that's what I think about Hollywood. I think it's dead. I do have ideas of how we can revive it. I'm not gonna share those now. I'm gonna have to come back some other time. You'll hear those, obviously. I will share them, but not now. You know, I want you to come back. I want you to come back. I have things to say, you guys. I have things to say. Are they interesting things to say? I don't know. But there are things that need to be said, nonetheless. I get everyone is sharing their opinion, even me. I want to be within the sharing of opinions. So, yeah, I will share my views on Hollywood as we... Because I really do love film. I think it's such a beautiful way to tell stories visually using words. It basically encompasses everything. which is visuals, it's music, it's spoken word, you know? So,
fantastic.
I think I love it. So I will definitely come back to this topic. But for now, I think this has been a very, very fun introduction to the podcast that we call So What Now. I'll tell you where I get that title from, and you're gonna love me for it or hate me for it. I don't know. You decide. That's up to you. Really don't care. Other than that, I want you people to go out there and live your lives and be happy and explore yourselves. You know, ask yourself, where is that anger coming from? Figure yourself out. Anger is okay. It's not a bad emotion, but yo ne angola. Yo, anyway. Let me love and leave you. Iron is out.
Great. Do you want to close up with your social medias?